from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. 5 DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Got some Olympic updates for you, so get ready for that spoiler. But also, it feels like it might be over. But what are your reasons for Rangers optimism? I want to try to cheer us up and turn this around. In the Olympic women's basketball semifinal, the United States defeated Australia 85-64. So they move on to the finals, where they will play either Belgium or France. And also now we're getting to maybe the weirdest sport in all of the Olympics, is the indoor bike racing, where the goal is to not be ahead pretty much for the first few laps, and then you just go like crazy on the last lap or two. I've always been fascinated by this sport.
Explain why the goal is. Is it because you're trying to get the drag from somebody else?
Yes.
And then you whip around them. You do the whip.
Yeah.
The slingshot around them at the very end.
I believe so. To be honest, I believe so. I think this is amazing and very scary.
Yes.
We would all wreck, and we would all like plop on the plywood they've made this
I agree with
track
you.
Out of.
Now, it doesn't look good for the Rangers. If you missed, I believe it was our opening segment earlier in the show, we talked about how through 115 games, no team has ever made the playoffs with a record as poor as the Rangers at this point. So it's not looking very optimistic from that standpoint. You look at the second half of the season, the Rangers have lost every one of their series to teams not named the White Sox. So not looking good from that perspective. If you missed it earlier, the Rangers are rained out today. They will have a doubleheader starting tomorrow, 11:30 pregame, 12:05 first pitch right here on The Fan. What are your reasons, if any, for Rangers optimism?
Not much. I don't think it's going to happen. Okay. I think that at the end of the year, they're probably going to be closer to 90 losses than 90 wins.
Yeah.
So that's my reality of where the Rangers are now. But if you want me to give optimism, here's where I would have to hope and pray. I heard you guys yesterday talk about this a little bit, and I'll go with Corey. Somehow Adolis Garcia turns into one of the five best hitters in baseball again. He has been just MIA since about May 10th. I don't know exactly what date it happened, but somewhere in early to mid-May, his season just took a turn, and it has just been really bad.
He looks like a lollygagger out there.
And so he turned, like, number one for me, Adolis Garcia, there's 47 games left.
That's correct.
He has 47 RBIs in 47 games. Now, I'm not saying one per game.
No,
there's
going to
be games that he struggles, but
he's right. The reason you win a couple of those games, because maybe he has 4-1.
If all of a sudden he, in the first month of the season, he hit close to 300 with like 8 home runs, he's going to now have to hit the rest of the season starting tomorrow, I guess, in the doubleheader, hit 300 with 47 RBIs and over one OPS.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if I'm optimistic about it, but no, I'm just telling
still,
you, like,
that's what needs to happen.
That would be my optimism, is that I've seen Adolis do this for small stretches. This would be the biggest stretch in his life if he ever went 2 months on a stretch. But yeah, he has to go on a heater where we start going, my gosh, he was the MVP of the second half of the season.
One of the ones that I thought about straight away was, and I think you and I are probably in the same spot, Mike, in terms of there are good players on this team. There are good things happening on this team. It just doesn't look likely, but if it were to happen, here are some of the reasons. Malley looked really good in his first start.
Now, that was awesome, actually.
I realize that got lost because of what was happening.
You lost the game.
Well, that too, but also because of what was happening on the other side.
Yeah.
But
We
did. We scored 2 runs.
It was late, but we did it.
I thought Malley looked really good in his first start, and DeGrom went up against hitters. And so I'm like, hey, maybe Malley does come back and he's strong. Maybe Jacob DeGrom doesn't hit any more setbacks. And he's back and ready to go. And so that's what I've come up with for my optimism. Now, I realize the issue, of course, with that is those players don't hit. But that is one of the things that I heard. One of the things that I thought. And when you hear that the DeGrom throwing went, quote, really well, that is encouraging.
I'm with you. I'm looking at this to add on your optimism. Right now, the Rangers team ERA is 3.99, which is pretty much right in the middle of baseball.
Yeah.
The best ERA in all of baseball as a team right now is 3.19 for the Tampa Bay Rays. Now, if the offense is going to stay the same, which if it does, they're going to lose 85 to 90 games. But if the offense gets better,
yeah,
I'm not even going to put them as top five. That's probably too much to ask. But you're probably going to have an ERA the rest of the way that's better than Tampa Bay for the whole season.
And one of the things that factors into that that I think is, encouraging is Chafin being at the strengthening the back of your rotation and being a beast against left-handers, because if there is one thing that we feel like has really worked for the entirety of the season, it's the very, very back part of your bullpen. Yeah. And if you add another piece to that, that's what you're going to need. You're going to need, like, hey, maybe my starters only give you 5 or 6, but once you get there, you're done.
And I know you haven't updated this and I forget the exact number, but you had at one point in the second half of this season, scoring more than 4 runs is almost impossible for the Rangers.
It really is astonishing.
So if you look at them scoring 3 to 4 runs a game is about what you're going to get. I mean, on average, the Rangers in New York will probably score 10 runs. Well, then that means, I know that it adds up differently, but if you're going to win the series, most likely you're going to have to hold the Yankees with Aaron Judge and Juan Soto and what they're doing offensively this year. You're going to have to hold them as a team. You're going to have to hold them to 9 runs or less in the 3-game series, which means that would be a team ERA of 3 or better. To win the series, you can only give up a total. And I'm not even saying you're going to win the series doing this, but to your point, you have to somehow figure out a way how to only give up 9 or less runs in the 3 games in the Bronx.
Corey, the Rangers in the second half have played 19 games.
All right.
How many times?
It's almost 20.
That is true. We'll get to 20 on Saturday.
Yep.
How many times?
And 21.
That is also true. Good point. How many times do you think that the Rangers have scored more than 4 runs in 19 games?
19 games, 7.
5.
That was close.
So, I know they lost one of them against Boston. They lost 11-6 in one.
That is true. They actually lost another one to Toronto 6-5. But if only I can only count on more than 4 runs, 1 out of every about 4 games. So not even necessarily once a series. That is, to dramatically understate, not good.
This is a tough segment, to be honest. I'm so discouraged, Corey, with what happened against Houston. I shouldn't be. It was just a 3-game series, but then I go to, it's not just a 3-game series. It's Baltimore. It's Toronto. It's St. Louis. It's Boston. Now it's Houston. I mean, if you don't play the White Sox, you can't win a series.
Yeah.
What I said yesterday about Adolis definitely still exists. If somehow he finds his happy drug, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's cheese. All right. Cheese has an element cheese in it that makes people happy. Maybe there's something else that he can find that just kind of brings him back to life. That's the one thing. But still, Kevin, I stick to this. 5.5.
Yeah.
5.5 games back. You can make up two of those games tomorrow, right? Or maybe one or something like that.
You have the potential to make one up, one and a half.
So, like, that's a big deal. And I've still just being that close, being right there, almost in the mix, gives me that kind of hope. Now, the Mally thing honestly gives me more hope for next year because I feel that's when I'm looking at, like, my rotation next year and what they're spending, who might be leaving, and what your goals are going to be in the offseason. But for this, you know, where Bochy tells us every day, every time we talk to him, for this day, for this series, for this the rest of this season, it's the fact that you still have a glimmer of hope. It's dwindling.
Yeah,
it is dwindling a lot. But it says 5.5 on ESPN right now.
Yeah, that's so right.
Somebody said they're 6.
It's really 6 if you want to do the tiebreaker. Yeah. At this point, you can't have the same record as the Astros. Yeah. If you have the same record as the Astros, you lose. So that was. Now it's not 5.5 against Houston. It's 6 against Houston. And you can say it's still 5.5 against Seattle. But I just.
The thing that would have made me.
Before it got rained out today, by the way, the game's rained out. The Rangers were the biggest underdog in all of baseball before they had to pull the game off the board because of the rainout. Like, that's where Vegas sees the Rangers going to New York as. The team that is least likely to win today in all of baseball is the Texas Rangers.
Who's the most likely dude to stand up in that club? And Mike, I don't know if this has happened already a couple times this year.
Yeah.
But who's the most likely dude to stand? It would be Semien that he would stand
probably
up and say
not.
Something?
I think he's a quiet guy. I think he's a good leader. Don't get me wrong. I think that he's a good leader by example. I don't think he's that vocal of a leader. I know he has been, but not like maybe from... Michael Young. I know I'm going back because I know Michael.
Yeah.
Honestly, maybe Max Scherzer, but as a pitcher who's not even pitching, who's pitched 5 games this year. I don't even know if he's pitched 5 games. Like, that's probably your most vocal guy. But I don't know if it rallies anybody right now.
It's got to take a special touch, Kevin, to call out an Adolis.
Yeah.
But also get him to say, you know what, he's right. And that's what that right leader does whenever you're in this kind of apparel, whenever you're in this kind of situation. You have that one person who's like, I know every one of y'all. I also know I have the respect of all these guys because I give my all. And I know, so I'm going to stand up and say this. I'm going to call people out and hopefully get the best out of them instead of turning them off and turning them the other way.
I know this is, well, I love what you're saying because I know this isn't about this year. You can't change it anymore. You can release players if you want, but you can't change the chemistry of this team. And this isn't fair. This team won a championship last year.
Somehow they did it.
But in the offseason, maybe Chris Young has to go get
Austin Hedges.
Yeah, or like I hate saying
I did not expect that.
Maybe get some really loud vocal jerks.
Yeah.
Like, maybe you have too many guys that are just, you know, we're going to play baseball today. If we win, we win. If we lose, we lose. I don't know. Like, it's just all this whole season is making me question the future.
Yeah.
These guys won a championship. Obviously, they're not defending it at all. They are struggling tremendously. In fact, tomorrow when I have to do my keys to the game for Bally's for doubleheader, my first key, I'm already going to give it away. Have fun. Forget about the championship. Forget about this season. Just go out there and play like you're a bunch of 10-year-old boys. Like, I don't know what else to tell you guys because I do believe what Boch is saying. These guys are trying hard. And in a way, maybe they're putting too much pressure on themselves to win.
Maybe.
Because they're defending the title. I don't know, but, like, you guys don't look like you're having fun. And I get going 0-for-4 and getting hammered more than winning the game. It's not fun. That it's tough to have fun when you lose more than you win. It's tough to have fun when you're 0-for-4 at the dish on a consistent basis. But I'm like, something has to change here because there doesn't seem to be this connection of we'll figure out how to win. We will figure a way to win. And I kind of was like, dude, just try to steal all the bases. If it doesn't work, so what? It's not working, not stealing.
Yeah.
You know, and that's kind of where I'm at is like, start trying to do dramatically different things than you've done. And maybe that will change.
Maybe you bring Scott Stapp in. Just have him.
Is it the lead singer of Creed?
Yeah. Have him do an a cappella version. Guys, we got to get back to
Have him manage the game.
Yeah. Have him manage with Boch. Assistant
Okay.
Interim manager. I don't know what it's called.
No, have fun.
Bad ideas.
Number one, have fun.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, it's time for the Combo Platter. Tomorrow is National Garage Sale Day. So give us a sports opinion. And then what is the best or worst part of running a garage sale? We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Got Olympics going all over the place, including this cycling track, which is very...
It's captivated us all.
It really has.
And the breakdancing.
Yes, which I think they call breaking because they decided breakdancing would be like, oh, that doesn't sound like...
It's art instead of sport.
Yeah. It's interesting why breakdancing is the... Are there other dances? Like, I know there's other dances. Yeah. Are there other... Like, how come square dancing isn't in the Olympics? How come... I don't know. How come breakdancing made it, but other dances don't?
Maybe that should be your sports.
It's ballet. Ballet should be. Like, ballet's been around for thousands of years, right?
I think so.
Why don't they have ballet competition in the Olympics?
Good question.
The Patriots are releasing Juju Smith-Schuster, Kevin. So,
okay.
He's now available.
Pick him up.
No. From the 817.
Think the Cowboys would be interested if CeeDee Lamb doesn't sign?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a name. People have heard of him, so I'm sure he'll be coming to the Cowboys.
Lots of Instagram.
Hold on. Does he cost money?
I mean, at this point, probably not.
Yeah. You know? Oh, then we might be interested.
Do you think, serious question, do you think San Francisco picks him up just in case Ayuk really, really sits out?
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
I think Kansas City picks him up because they get a whole bunch of horrible wide receivers.
Yeah, maybe they do want him because they're like, look, we still need some help. For the 817, I don't know if you'll like the shout out, Corey. I think you will. Can I get a shout out? My name's Adam, and I'm ready to leave work and go play Rebirth Island with the boys.
Let's go.
Okay.
I'll see you after the show.
Okay.
My son really likes College Football 25. He's been playing a lot of it. It's very fun.
And then I wanted to give a shout out to Cindy Ngamba. She got a bronze medal in boxing. It's the first ever medal for the Olympic refugee team. Did you know they have an Olympic refugee team?
So, like, you're not affiliated with any country.
Yeah. And she won a medal. I think that is freaking cool.
Yeah, I didn't know that was a thing.
I guess if you had to escape your country because of war or whatever it was.
Yes.
They're not going to allow you to represent that country that you fled from.
I would assume not. Yeah.
So that's interesting. Yeah, is this the first year they've ever had a refugee?
I'm sorry. I don't know the answer to that, Mike. That's a great question. I'm sorry. I don't know. Now, tomorrow is National Garage Sale Day. So I wanted to throw this combo platter out for you. Hit us up on the Twitch, on the YouTube, or the Frankel & Frankel text line 877-881-1053. Give us a sports opinion, and then what is the best or perhaps worst part of running a garage sale? To which my wife said, is there a best part? And I was like, yeah, you get money. That's a pretty good part.
At the end, I do like when my wife runs the garage sale and she's like, look at all this money. And I'm like, thank God I didn't have to do it.
I was about to ask. Well, I assume you don't help.
You didn't even put any stuff out.
I do donate. Like my wife will say in the garage, like, put your shoes that you're not going to wear anymore into a trash bag. Sometimes we just take them to Goodwill, gotcha. I think. But sometimes if she knows there's no way, like this is National Garage Sale for people that live in like the Northeast and stuff, not here. Like there's nobody who wants to sell. First of all, it's raining right now. Second of all,
true.
Nobody wants to sit outside in 100-degree weather for a garage sale right now. Garage sale is fall and spring. Here,
even in the shade, it's 98 degrees. So, like, it's like no.
Isn't that a yard sale as opposed to a garage sale?
I mean, there's shade in your garage, Kevin.
It'll be cooler in there.
Why? No. Well, I guess if you get Milo insulation in your garage,
exactly.
It's definitely cooler in there because
exactly.
It's all the cool in. Smart.
All right.
Smart.
So,
you know, Kevin, I'm gonna have to give some thought to this. I really hadn't thought about it yet, and I'm gonna have to really think about this one for sure.
Cheat out.
What?
Okay.
You know how this goes.
All right.
We have to think about it.
Okay.
877-881-1053. I know you're texting in, but give it some thought.
My sports opinion is that not only should Frank Gore not be in the Hall of Fame, he's a terrible predictor of things that will happen. He said that Jonathan Taylor will run for 2,000 or more yards this season.
Let's go.
I will take the under.
He gets the carries. Him and Anthony Richardson.
How many carries? 500?
480.
Okay.
Did he get close to it a couple years ago?
I'd have to look at his
stats. I don't believe he's going to make it. Now, the worst part about a garage sale, and this is easy
for me. You got 1,800 in 2021.
All right, so 3 years ago. What about since
then? And that was only with 16 games.
What about since?
And now he's been really healthy ever since.
Well, the next year he had 861, and then the next year he had 741, but far less carries.
So in the last 2 years combined, he has 1,600 yards, give
or take? You're saying there's no revival at play? Or are you just saying the odds are against him?
2,000 yards is crazy. If he said 1,500 yards, I'd be like, okay, well, good luck. The worst part about the garage sale is a lot of these things are priced to move. And when somebody decides that they're going to break your balls over like 4 cents or whatever it is, it's like, hey, I see this as a quarter. Could you do two for 45 cents? And you're like, what? Do you have 45 cents on you, but not 50 cents? And
who carries around a nickel?
I know. And you wouldn't need a nickel for that.
Or 45 cents.
Oh, yeah. No change.
Or 5 pennies.
Yeah, no change.
Sorry, man.
And so
it's a dollar.
I think that's absurd. Like, I get it if it's something's $40 and you're like, ooh, can you do 35? Like, you see that at the Dallas Card Show all the time. But when it's that low already and you're like, ooh, I don't know, a dime's a lot. Like, that's the worst part of the garage sale to me.
I agree with you that that's not a fun part of it because you're like, I'm probably not going to sell this otherwise too.
Yeah.
So you're like, there's probably nobody's going to buy this for that 50 cents, but this nickel is definitely part of it. Can I ask a question?
Heck
as,
yeah, you can.
As my sports opinion.
Yes.
Okay. Because this is the first time I've ever really kind of considered this. This morning, Sean and RJ and Bobby and Peyton's show was discussing the face of the NBA, the faces of the NBA, and they said it's Luka and Anthony Edwards and that rivalry, as those two are now facing off in the December
in the Christmas Day
matchup. Yeah. And they're like, of course they would put those together because that's going to be another Western Conference rivalry for probably years to come. And while I look at Boston, maybe I'm wrong about this. You guys have much more understanding of that time. But the Magic and Bird era and then the Michael Jordan era, Bird had the best team as those were coming up, right? Like, didn't he have a better team before the Lakers like started to dominate again? Am I wrong about this?
I don't necessarily.
Kareem was considered the best player in the whole NBA, and then Magic got drafted by him.
Okay, all right. And so, was Bird winning championships while before?
Bird won his second year, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, right. Magic, then Bird won,
yeah.
And then Dr. J, then I think... Yeah, Dr. J won 83, so 82 was Magic again.
Yeah.
So it went Magic, Bird, Magic, Dr. J, Bird, Magic,
wow.
Bird, Magic, Magic, Isaiah, and then Michael for three.
Okay, that's really fascinating the way that maps out, because it feels like there was just this other dominance that just was established. But when you're looking at this era, it looks like Boston's set up for a bit. Like they have now... Whether Brown or Tatum is the face of the Eastern Conference is a different discussion.
I don't think that either one of those players are the face of the Western Conference either. Because, like, I also think that's flawed.
You think Jokic is?
No. I think that's flawed logic because Minnesota and Dallas are playing 10 teams playing Christmas Day now. It's a lot. You look at the game two games after that has a more prime spot. Lakers and the Warriors, I still think...
It's still LeBron and Steph.
So I was talking to somebody who covers DFW sports, and I won't say his name because I don't know if he wants his opinion shared or not, but he is really locked in to the NBA. What we pumping?
Shaqiri Richardson just smoked every chump on the track out there in the final leg of the 4x100.
It doesn't even look out of breath.
I know. She's like ready to run some more.
Was this final or was this
No, this is the final. So the United States just picked up that gold medal. Like, she smoked
those. Is she looking
people.
For world record? Is that what she's fired up about?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I didn't see the time. Okay, we'll find out on that in just a second. Right. But that's what I'm going with.
So my guy, he was saying the thing about Anthony Edwards is Anthony Edwards loves to talk. Like, to the media, you're going to feel like he's your best friend anytime you interview Anthony Edwards. He's willing to do a lot of interviews. His shoe, the Adidas shoe, sold more shoes than any basketball player's shoe last year. By anybody, any Nike shoe, any Jordan shoe, he outsold everybody. He wants to be the face of the NBA.
Yeah, I understand that.
He told me Luka wants nothing to do with it.
I can see that too.
So, like Jokic,
same for Jokic.
Luka doesn't want to talk to the media. He's not really that nice to you. Because he feels like it's something he doesn't want to do. He doesn't want to promote his shoe. He doesn't want to promote his brand. He doesn't want to talk to the media. He doesn't want to act nice to the media. Not that he's a jerk, but he wants nothing to do with being Magic or Jordan or the way that they would do commercials and all of those things.
Yeah, that wasn't his dream growing up.
So I think Luka's not the face of the NBA because he refuses to do the things that would make you the face of the NBA.
And I think that...
When the LeBron and Steph are gone.
Yeah, I think Anthony Edwards is absolutely on track to be that person. I just think sometimes it takes maybe like a tiny bit longer than it probably should. And so when I see that they match the Lakers and the Warriors up, I was like, they're being like, sorry, I said that word so many times. The NBA, ESPN, ABC, they're saying this is still our marquee matchup. Right.
Good. I'm glad that was able to create good conversation with that question. Now to the worst part. I'm sorry, Kevin. I have never found a best part. Other than maybe the best part is finding a deal. Finding something that nobody knows is valuable and being like, oh my gosh. But the worst part is... Definitely, when you go take a break and you leave your wife out there and then she sold a dresser for $20 when it should have sold for maybe $400.
Oh, my gosh.
And then you're like, what is happening? And then you find out she sent the wrong drawers with that one. And now you have another dresser at home that has mismatched drawers.
Oh, no. Did that happen?
Definitely happened.
See,
my dresser set now that has mismatched drawers.
I was going to say my favorite part and what I always hope for is if I disappear, somebody comes in and they want to like make a bulk purchase. They're like, you know what? I want everything on these two tables. And you're like, okay, great. I'll definitely... definitely cut you a deal on that. Now, somebody else said they still believe, sorry, I lost the phone number now, that the Texas Rangers can make the playoffs, and the worst part of the garage sale could be happening right now. It's the rain bargain hunters. So they said there's people who will like start searching for the garage sale, and they're like, look, man, it's raining. You're going to have to close it down. Do you really want to take all this stuff to Goodwill? And like, that's how they bargain to get their deal.
And that is probably the Goodwill sees us a lot. Because yeah. I have lots of kids that are kind of growing out of stuff, and we don't have anybody else to pass it down to necessarily. With Lucy, we have nieces to pass it down to, but we do. We're like, look, I'm going to throw this in the back of Adrian's car. It's going to be there for about 7 or 8 months before she decides to stop by. It's on her way to work, Kevin. It's on her way to work, and she still refuses just to swing through and drop the stuff off for about a 7 month period. I don't understand. I love her to death, though. Still yeah, love her.
Sounds like garage
sale. So many things I love about that woman.
Yeah. All right.
Not garage sale.
Alec.
And she refuses to garage sale.
Okay. Though. If you're ready, let's go.
All right. You ready for my hot sports opinion?
I am ready.
CJ Stroud will be the 2024 NFL MVP.
Whoa, that is an opinion right there. I like
it. So here's what I was looking at.
Well, this show is a Stroud show now.
I hate it because I want Trevor Lawrence to be good, but I don't think he's going to be good enough. He'll be good, but not good enough. I look at some of the worst defenses in yards allowed last year. Now, CJ Stroud, help me out here. Did he just not start the first two games of the year? Why did he only play in 15 games? Was he like not the starter? And then after two games, like, was it Davis Mills? And then they're like, we've seen enough of Davis Mills. But he only played in 15 games and racked up over 4,000 yards passing. But I was looking at, I'm going to tell you my other dark horse.
He missed a couple of games in December. That's right.
Oh, great. Well, I'll take this back then. But here's who else I was thinking about for a dark horse MVP. Jordan Love.
Okay.
But Jordan Love, I think Minnesota's not going to be a good team. That's an easy team to rack up stats against. Chicago, I think, is going to be all right. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, and then I think Detroit's going to have a good defense. Like, they're not going to have a bad defense. I think they'll be pretty solid. So I'm looking at those six games to help me go, hey, where can I rack up a lot of stats? In fact, like, looking at Washington, they were the worst in yards allowed last year in the NFL. Dak eats those things up. Dak will have, probably in his two Washington games, he'll throw for at least 700 yards and at least six touchdowns. That's where Dak racks up tremendous stats for a season where he can compete for MVPs, because he does that. If CJ Stroud can do that, I'm looking at yards allowed. The Colts allowed almost 6,000 yards last year. Then I go to Jacksonville. They allowed 5,800 plus yards. They were a little over 5,800. And look at the Tennessee Titans. They allowed approximately 5,700 yards. These are three of the below average defenses in yards allowed. It's a new season.
Yeah.
Things can change.
Sure.
But six of CJ Stroud's games are against teams that give up an above average amount of yards. So I'm thinking CJ Stroud is going to win the MVP of the NFL. Doesn't mean he's making the Super Bowl.
I like it.
But I do think Stroud wins the MVP. That would be my dark horse pick.
Sounds like you do not participate in the garage sale.
I don't. I do like that my wife does them, because then you get some money for things that you would donate. And you usually will. Usually at the end of the day, we do a garage sale once a year, I will say. She usually banks about $200. It's $200. Okay. You don't have, for me, I start doing the time. Like, you set up, you wake up at 7 a.m. It's not like she's waking up earlier than that. Right.
Yeah.
And I know that garage sale shoppers like getting out there at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Sue will usually have everything set up by 8 a.m. But it'll end, like, for her at like 1 p.m. And so I start doing the time. And you go, okay, so for 5 hours, you make $200, but you're working hard for those 5 hours. It's not easy money. I get you didn't go buy things to sell things. You're selling things that you don't want anymore.
Yeah.
But it just doesn't add up to me, the cost of your time.
Okay. I get that. From the 6-8-2, the Cowboys will go 11-6 this season, and the best part of garage sale is getting rid of junk. The worst part is everything else. From the 9-0-3, the Cowboys will miss the playoffs. I almost said the Olympics.
Have a garage sale.
Miss the playoffs this season. And the wife and I had a yard sale, made over $300 in 8 hours. Made more than I would have at work. We put out 2 folding chairs under the shade and had a shop fan keeping us cool all day. So maybe a little garage/yard sale hack for you right there. All right, Alec.
What do you spend garage sale money on?
That's a good question.
Is that just folding money for you?
I think so. I don't usually have it. I don't think I've ever... I like this idea, though. Going into a garage sale being like, I need to raise this amount of money to like save the youth center or just buy something that you really want or whatever. I think that would be a fun endeavor. Then I would be willing to wheel and deal, and I'd be like, I'll give you all the rest of this stuff for $58.50 because you just have to get to your goal.
They're like, right. What about 54? No, get out of here.
Can't do it. All right, Alec, what do you got?
All right, sports opinion. I'm going to go Olympics-based here because you guys know that, you know, I'm a big proponent of the track and field events.
Yes.
I enjoy them outside of the Olympics. I love watching all the different invitationals and world championship meets and everything. I think this might be the healthiest that the sport has ever been. And I think a big part of it is because the accessibility and the visibility that we're getting to these athletes nowadays. And I think that's across sports in general, if we want to go more broad. But the YouTube channels, the Twitter and Instagram pages, like Corey, I heard you mentioning Tara Davis Woodhull and her husband, Hunter Woodhull. They have a TikTok page blown up, and they're awesome. I love watching their content. I've known Tara for years. She ran here in Texas. So like watching the come up was really, really cool to see her. And then seeing like Sha'Carri Richardson, people like Jasmine Moore, who I used to train with, like seeing people that I know get these platforms and people across the world are like, I want to invest in this product and watch these people compete. I think that the social aspect of it is fueling a much healthier sport.
You're going to love this then, Alec. I was talking with our buddy Paul Worth at Worth Collecting in Waxahachie. I was like, hey, did you open or do much of this Olympic product for 2024? And he goes, dude, it sold out the first day.
Wow.
The first day. And I've seen people posting their autographs and they're freaking out because they're like, oh my God, I got a Katie Ledecky autograph. I realize that's not track and field, but like for the summer games. And so I think you're onto something. I really do.
Yeah. And I think it really goes to all the different Olympic events that it's just probably the healthiest it's been in a really long time, just because of social media and the reach that it's getting. And it is nice to know that, you know, growing up, I was the dork for keeping track of these different non-Olympic meets and all the current world bests, not just the world records, but who's the best right now. And now other people are just morbidly invested in this. It's awesome to see. And then the garage sale topic, I've been a part of one. And the best takeaway I had was sometimes learning how much you undervalue stuff. Because I had a bunch of old books and video games that I did not use. I had already played or read through. And I just could not get anybody to buy them in bulk. Yeah. I was like, look, it's a box full of probably 150 different video games and books. Take it off of me for $25. I need this off of my shelf. I take it all to Half Price Books later in the day. And they're like, yeah, we'll give you about $175.
Wow.
And I'm like, are you serious? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, okay, where's my money? So sometimes you undervalue your product, and if you take it to the right place, you might actually get more money for it.
I took a bunch of books to Half Price Books once, and they said, we'll give you 75 cents. They were like 58 books. And as I walked out, I just pushed over one of the shelves. I was like, whatever.
Half Price Books is the only place to buy books. You shouldn't sell books to them.
Because they're going to give you half price or less.
You can buy them for half price. You are getting them for
way less than that.
I don't even know if you're getting 10% of your money back on them.
From the 901, the last one to throw it out there, Cowboys will go anywhere between 6-11 and 8-9. The key to a garage sale is having the grill going and offering hot dogs and hamburgers to bring the crowds in.
That
is a good idea.
How much did you spend on that, though?
Yeah, would you factor that into your prices? You're like, it's a quarter more, but I gave you a hot dog.
I'm ready for it.
Now, KNC Masterpiece, it's time for Mike Likes It.
As I turn to my left, the Olympics are live, and it's Hans and Franz. from Saturday Night Live.
It's because it's weightlifting?
The deadlift competition. And all I can think of is when Hans and Franz's arms fell off when they did it and blood started spurting out of their shoulders.
That's from Saturday Night Live, if people don't know. You off.
I just looked over there and I'm like, they're doing the Hans and Franz.
Hey, now I don't want to look.
Oh, have you seen though in these? I don't
just
like
in case
watching
her this arms fall off.
Her arms won't fall off, but we've seen knees buckle in this thing.
That's not any better.
No, it's not. But
elbows just fold in half.
Franz did great. So she was able to lift up a lot of weight that we couldn't lift up.
She had a lot of piercings.
Oh, look how low they have to get to the ground. They're like Jonah Heiming it.
Okay.
Right?
Look at that smile. She's so proud of
it. Yeah, she was smiling while she was lifting it up. Put another plate on there.
Yeah, put two more plates on.
It feels a little gymnastics-esque where there's also like an artistic score and they're like, she was smiling during that. So
is he doing smelling salts before he goes out there?
I don't know.
Absolutely.
Putting something up to it. Really?
Yeah. Sometimes, I don't know if MLB players do that, but some used to do that. I don't know if they still do that.
I saw a Trevor Bauer video the other day, and he was trying to strike a dude out on like three pitches, and he told the guy, I'm just going to strike you out with a fastball then. Uh-huh. And he was like, should I do smelling salt before? Where are the smelling salts? Go get them for me. And so like, yeah, that is kind of one of those things.
And then, they feel like they take the hair out of your nose. All right, so here's another Hans and Franz. I just want to check this out.
I don't think you should just be doing live commentary of the Olympics.
Not as good a form.
Okay.
Okay, now, I will go to Major League Baseball. So we just saw the game at Rick Wood Field in Birmingham, Alabama, and it ended up being it was going to be a big deal for Willie Mays and the Negro Leagues, but it became even a bigger deal because
it was
2 days before Willie Mays passed away. So then it became much more Willie Mays, and it was really cool.
Was there any part of you, I might be reading way too much into this, but is there any part of you that believes that was like Willie Mays, I'm going to do one more thing to help the game?
Dying?
He was really old. He's like, I'm going to help out one more time.
All right. I was going to talk about Bristol Motor Speedway.
Talk about it.
But now I'm going to ask Corey this, based off of what Kevin said. Can you just will yourself to die?
Oh, you can for sure. I'm not saying every time,
Nick
but
Cage
it can
did
happen.
In Raising Arizona or something, or leaving movie. Las Vegas.
I believe it can happen.
He will himself to die to death.
If you're 93, you could probably figure it out.
I'm saying like if you're just like, I'm just going to stop breathing right now.
I don't know about that.
I think your brain and your body just keep doing it. Until it doesn't anymore, but you can't will it not to. But you do hear people that maybe their spouse pass away late in life or whatever, and they just don't have the will to live.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like, I don't know, like, how that kind of happens.
Can I bring up something potentially sad?
Okay.
Our friend that recently passed away, his wife said, you promised you wouldn't die on my birthday. You died the day before.
Yeah.
And he looked like he was holding on to see everybody.
Did. Okay.
And then said, okay, I did it. And so I don't know. Right. I don't know, man.
I guess hopefully, I don't know if this is, we get to the point where we have a long enough life where we get to that point.
And that's what I was thinking about Willie Mays. Like, I promise I wasn't joking. I just wonder if you get to this point and you're like, I've been so helpful to baseball all of my life. This is the last thing.
Okay. So, the next event will be August 2nd, 2025 at Bristol Motor Speedway.
Okay.
The Speedway can fit 146,000 people in it, but that's for obviously a NASCAR event or whatever, a racing event.
Yeah.
I know it's NASCAR, but they might do other things there. Yeah. But they can, in 2016, if you remember, they did Virginia Tech versus Tennessee, a football game, a college football game.
I do remember
that. So now they are going to have the Cincinnati Reds. They're going to be considered the home team in this game versus the Atlanta Braves on August 2nd. So that's the next spectacle game. Obviously, for hockey, they do. Is it on January 1st every year?
Yes, the Winter Classic.
The Winter Classic.
They've expanded that out, too, to have an outdoor series.
And so we have baseball going to Bristol. Now, I've been to Bristol. I played in that league. It's the Appalachian League. I'm going to tell you, that is a beautiful part of our country, at the Appalachian Mountains, all of that. Bristol, to me, is a very dumpy town. That's why it's rookie ball and not like AAA. So I look at this and go, this is awesome. And it did, like, the players might have to stay in a Holiday Inn with bugs or whatever for a night or something, which isn't fun. It just reminds you of rookie ball.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I don't even know if they have nice places in Bristol.
Like, I'm not sure.
But anyways, they compare Bristol, their racetrack, they compare it to kind of Wrigley Field or Fenway Park, like in the history of, I guess, NASCAR events and everything. And they said they're going to have a whole bunch of cool things to go with it, a whole bunch of events around the Speedway, obviously, on the outside, because it does have a lot of parking lot space. It does have a lot of kind of tent space where you can do a whole bunch of different things. But the next event for Major League Baseball will be at Bristol Motor Speedway. They're going to have over 100,000 people
That's pretty awesome.
A Major League Baseball game. And this game will be on Fox. It will be a nationally televised game. And they did say, I guess, on Friday, August 1st, I'm just looking at this, it says Sunday will be held as an off day for both teams just in case of weather. So if for some reason it's not played, I guess, on that Saturday, they will have the Sunday to make it up. Because, like today, if you don't know, the Ranger game will not be here on 105.3 The Fan against the Yankees, because that game has been rained out because, I guess, it's tropical storm now. I don't know if it's still a hurricane, Debbie. As it moves into land, it eventually becomes a tropical storm. But that tropical storm has rained out the Rangers. They're playing a doubleheader tomorrow.
Starting at 12:05, 11:30 pregame here on The Fan.
But, and then I'll turn it over to you. I will secede my time or succeed my time to you, Kevin, as you can say where we're going to be at tomorrow, because we're not going to be on the air because of the doubleheader.
But tomorrow, so it looks like roundtables aren't going to happen over the air, but they can happen in person if you come to Fan Bowl tomorrow at Hurtado in Arlington. We're going to be out there.
Pretty sure they only have rectangle tables, though, Kevin.
I am not against that. They are going to have an air-conditioned tent, so delicious food, paper football. The prizes given out in the paper football tournament are going to be up to a total $3,000. Mm. So if you didn't get a chance to sign up, I hope that you show up and come hang out with us. Also, it is a shout-out Friday. And I wanted to throw this out there from the 214. Shout out to my little cousin, Danielle. She graduates tomorrow from Texas A&M Commerce, all while taking care of her husband, who's been serving in the military, and their three boys, who are 5 years old, 2 years old, and 9 months. Holy moly, that is impressive. Hold Congratulations.
I'm trying to do this math
here. Okay, stop it.
That checks.
Stop it.
You're good.
Coming up next, The C Block, starring Corey Majors and a special guest.
Yeah, Kylie Omans joins us next from training camp, next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.